This recording, Utah 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up actually primarily on a ranch on the border of Utah and Nevada, like right in the middle of the state off of Highway 50. We moved out there when I was about 8. And before that, I lived in a place called Coverbridge Canyon, up past Spanish Fork. And so we moved out there when I was 8. I pretty much grew up out on the ranch with just my family. There's 5 kids in my family. And there was one other family that lived on the ranch with us. But besides that, the nearest neighbor was like 3 miles away. So it was a pretty desolate place. There was probably within like, I don't know, a 50-mile radius of where I lived, there was probably no more than 100 people. So it was really small. But I liked it, especially as a young kid growing up there. It was really nice because it had lots of room to run and play and make noise, and you could do all kinds of fun stuff. And so we'd always build forts and do things. Being in Moscow, Russia was really interesting. It was such a different perspective on just world views and lives, being able to live in a different culture like that for a little while. I actually got to live with a family and, I ate with them. And I mean, I got to live with a Russian family for, I think I was there for about 2 or 3 months. But I mean, it wasn't like I was a tourist there. I actually got to kind of experience what it was like, and it was really neat. And I got to see the Swan Lake at the Kremlin there in Moscow, and so that was really amazing. Hawaii, of course, was beautiful. I got to go there. I went down there because my brother was getting married, and so for his wedding, we all went down to Hawaii, and it was a really interesting experience, but it was really beautiful. When I got married, I went down to Mexico to, where was it? Ensenada. Went to Ensenada, Mexico on a cruise for my honeymoon. And so it was like a 4 or 5 day cruise. It rained the entire time, Because we went down during the rainy season. We got married in December, and we went down there, and it was actually kind of a really miserable experience.